Joy is on the line in Central Asia. Chaos hangs over the church in Somalia. And calling all teachers, we've got a story for you in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Religious freedom is hitting a new low in Uzbekistan. According to Forum 18 News, police raided one children's camp, and they're trying to take the property of another. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
The state does not want to buy the land back from the UECB. Instead, they want to confiscate it and then turn around and sell the land to somebody else.
Now, under Uzbek law, actions like this have to be done at the time of purchase. SGA-supported churches bought the Camp Joy property 13 years ago.
Once this court hearing gets held on August 15th, we'll have a clearer idea of where things stand.
While Uzbekistan's constitution guarantees religious freedom, Griffith says it's basically non-existent in everyday life. Ask the Lord to protect gospel workers and pray for justice in tomorrow's court hearing.
We need to pray that the Lord would move in the hearts of the authorities to change the situation on the ground in Uzbekistan.
Next, things appear to be settling down in Somalia. However, Open Door says appearances can be deceiving. Last fall's elections helped to stabilize the country, but the new government is inexperienced and underfunded. There are also rumors of trouble with clans and the Islamist insurgents, Al-Shabaab. An Open Doors worker noted that greater instability means greater difficulty for believers to function. So would you pray that God would intervene on their behalf? This is Mission Network News. Out of 1.7 million orphans in Uganda, only 1,300 are in orphanages. The rest are on the streets or in foster care. More foster parents means fewer kids on the street. Orphan's Heart sponsors foster children. An Orphan's Heart team returned on Sunday after hosting a guardian seminar in Uganda. Foster parents were encouraged and many got their first Bible. Would you like to go on a mission trip to Uganda or sponsor a child? There's more information at our website. Next, we want to tell you about a missions opportunity for teachers. The Mission Society's K-12 school in Bolivia is looking for volunteer Christian teachers starting this fall. The surrounding community ranges from indigenous spiritual practices to atheism and materialism. Len Phillips with the Mission Society says the school is their ministry tool.
We really see the school as just a tremendous bridge into the Bolivian culture and society and a great avenue for sharing the transforming power of Jesus Christ with our students and families.
You don't even have to know Spanish. The only requirement is that you love teaching kids and have a heart for the Lord. Even if you can't volunteer, they could still use your prayers.
For the spiritual atmosphere on our campus, that the Lord would be at work and that He would continue to be opening up hearts and lives and just giving that spiritual vitality even to our teachers and staff as they minister to our students.
And it's time to dust off your Spanish. Mine's terrible. Apacienta mis ovejas, feed my sheep. The acronym is the word for love, and that's the thrust of a discipleship program that Buckner International has just introduced into its schools. Leslie Chase says,
it teaches the teachers how to teach the kids, and it has the basics, the foundation, of course, the Bible. They go through the Bible from the creation all the way to the end. And each child receives a Bible.
It transforms multiple generations at a time, teachers, students, and parents.
The most important transformation is that the kids will know Jesus.
Buckner's directors loved the idea. Training took place last month, and the program launched in Peru, Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico. Then, directors from Africa got wind of it.
In November, we're hoping to have our staff in Kenya, our teachers, get an online training and get certified so that they can begin teaching it too, and we can implement it in the schools there.
The sky's the limit when Jesus tells you to love. There's more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.